Welcome back to the Japan Business News and Real Estate Podcast. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Today I'll be talking about a couple of things. First, some rare investment opportunities in the commercial market. And in the second part of this podcast, I'll answer more of your questions on taxes. So let's begin. Japan, in October, pledged to become carbon neutral by 2050 and has outlined milestones for sectors such as energy, manufacturing, and transportation. The country's major businesses, meanwhile, are making moves to clean up their operations and are under pressure to demonstrate what steps they're taking to reduce emissions. As a result, companies are finding themselves in a position of reviewing their facilities and assets and prompting some firms to offload aging office blocks. They have two choices. Make them fit the carbon neutral policy, which would mean cutting emissions by retrofitting or rebuilding. The other alternative, sell. This is presenting rare investment opportunities for potential buyers, particularly with office buildings, distribution facilities, and data centers. Something to watch for. In this next segment, you asked us whether it's better to purchase as an individual or under a corporate name. The first question to ask yourself is, are you thinking of purchasing over $800,000 in US dollars in value? If so, then purchasing under a corporation would be feasible. On a conservative portfolio, yield of about 4 to 5% corporate tax would be about 20% to 22%, which is still higher than the individual tax rate of about 12 to 13%. However, you would be able to carry your purchase costs forward for a period of 5 years as a corporation, as opposed to only 3 years as an individual. So during this time, you'll most likely only be paying the minimum corporate tax of about $600 to $900 annually, depending on the prefecture your company is registered in, and you'll have the option to claim more costs, such as salaries for friends, family members, or anyone who may be assisting you with managing your portfolio. And this could amount to large savings. Additionally, if your Japanese corporation is going to be a branch office of your company back home, you could also offset expenses in one country against profits in another, which can make for huge tax savings. So for smaller portfolios, under $800,000 in value, the steep corporate accounting costs required, which would be at a bare minimum $2,000 or $3,000 against the annual income generated, will affect your profitability. And therefore, if it's a smaller portfolio, you might be better off purchasing as an individual. So purchasing as an individual, as I mentioned, you will most likely be income tax free for the first 3 years, since you'll be carrying your purchase costs forward during this time. After that, and only if you reach a net annual income of 385,000 Japanese yen, your income tax will be 5% per every yen beyond that threshold. And after you reach a net annual income of 1.9 million Japanese yen, it will go up to 10% per yen plus 97,500 JPY. Still far lower than the corporate taxation level of 20% or slightly more, considering the annual income which your smaller portfolio will most likely yield. Now let's look at the capital gains tax. This tax is only applicable if your property gains in value by the time you sell it. Ideally, you would want to hold on to your property for at least 5 years as an individual, because if you sell it within 5 years from purchase, your net gains would be taxed at about 40%. Whereas after 5 years, it drops to about 20%. When you do sell, this tax is only levied on the profit gained from this value increase, not on the entire sale amount. Also keep in mind that capital gains tax is only relevant to net gains. What this means is after all purchase and sales costs have been deducted. This tax is not levied on any of the rental income accrued. And in any case, Japan isn't really a capital growth environment. In most cases, capital growth is relatively low even when it does occur. So this tax is negligible in most cases. If you'd like more thorough advice relevant to your particular circumstances, let us know at info@nippontradings.com and we will refer you to a local tax accountant who many of our clients work with. That's it, folks, for this episode. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. At NTI, this is Pretty, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, we are always happy to talk shop. Drop us a line. That email again is info@nippontradings.com.